Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Welcome and good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. This is The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. And good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Fired Up Friday.
There's lots to be fired up about, too.
Yep, always.
You know, just when the Supreme Court was on a roll, and they did it, they released another great ruling, basically hamstringing the EPA.
Yes, woohoo, by the way.
That was a victory because they're essentially creating law out of administration, administrative policy.
Yep.
And this could have actually ramifications across several other agencies like the ATF.
Yep.
And others where the ATF just gets to arbitrarily rule what it thinks is, you know, a violation of its rules.
Right.
And redefining things like, no, this is if it's not a law passed by Congress, it's not something you can arrest somebody for, ruin their lives, you know, bring federal charges against them for a rule, a policy.
Absolutely debilitating fines as well. That they're famous for that.
Oh, absolutely. But there's one thing, though. This is just boggles my mind. And Lieutenant Governor of Texas weighed in saying this latest Supreme Court ruling now, they ruled in favor of Biden on this Remain in Mexico. They dumped it.
Yep.
So now, no longer do you have to remain in Mexico while you're, you know, going through this, you know, deportation or your, what's it called, not amnesty, refugee status or, you know, all
right,
these
things. Political asylum or anything like
right.
that. Yeah.
You have to stay in Mexico. Well, the Supreme Court got rid of that. How? I don't know, because that is federal law passed by Congress as far as immigration policies, and none of it's being followed. So this is, you know, well, the invasion continues now. It's not good. So, you know, four good points for the Supreme Court, one really bad mark against them, which I don't know, we shouldn't be surprised. But anyway, we'll continue to watch that. There's definitely a lot of stuff to be covering today, and we will.
Well, and that's, I don't even know if everybody out there realizes how important it is to make sure that the EPA is kept in check, because boy, he just, all of the regulations that Trump got rid of while he was in office, they were all EPA related regulations that basically shut the whole nation down.
Yeah.
You know, you can't have some administrative law branch. You know, it's not even actually constitutional to have administrative law, like you're saying, right? And so I don't know if people realize just how bad the EPA is for the whole United States. I think the whole agency needs to just be closed down. Because, I mean, yeah, sure, there are issues that need to be addressed. But by and large, county governments can take care of that kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so why on earth would we ever need the EPA that is just out there to cripple and buckle the whole nation? You know, it's like having your adversary there nationwide to always circumvent your own progress.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
And they're massive business ways to shut down business. I mean, you could always get your business shut down most effectively by the EPA.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And, you know, that is one of those unelected bureaucrats, you know, eating out your, you know, existence, subsistence. That was one of the intolerable acts listed in the Declaration of Independence.
Right. Yep.
You know, so, here we are. So, we've got more to cover. Obviously, we're going to dive right into it. I've got one here. This is actually pretty encouraging Texas sheriff drives four illegal aliens to the international bridge and deports them.
Woohoo!
That's just, you know, just get the job done.
Yes, that's exactly what needs to happen.
Yep. So Texas, what is it? Kinney County Sheriff's deputies responded to a suspected smuggling vehicle on a county road early in the morning on June 29th. During the ensuing pursuit, the fleeing driver lost control of the vehicle and he flipped it. So the sheriff, he just, you know, if the federal government's not going to deport these guys, just drive them to the border, take them to the international bridge and kick them out.
Yeah, no kidding. You
know, but
that's just about the least expensive method.
No kidding. No kidding. Way cheaper than incarcerating them. And then they just get, you know, released. And well, okay. So I'll tell you what, you've got the word of the day all ready to go.
Yes,
so
I sure do.
Let's get into that kind of early on.
Okay. And yep. And then we'll let it rip after
there
that.
There we go.
Okay. Okay. So the word of the day for Fired Up Friday comes to us from Ezekiel chapter 23, verses 32 through 35, which reads, "Thus says the Lord God, you shall drink of your sister's cup, the deep and wide one. You shall be laughed to scorn and held in derision. It contains much. You will be filled with drunkenness and sorrow, the cup of horror and desolation, the cup of your sister Samaria. You shall drink and drain it. You shall break its shards and tear at your own breasts, for I have spoken, says the Lord God. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, because you have forgotten me and cast me behind your back, therefore you shall bear the penalty of your lewdness and your harlotry."
Mm.
And that's it. And that's wow. That's pretty, you know, I just kind of like to point out that kind of stuff that God's serious, you know,
yeah.
I mean, there's like you're always describing, Jesus is not just this loving hippie.
That's right.
That's not always just, oh, love and peace. He's God, and God has other facets to him as well. Yes, he is absolutely love. I mean, God is defined
he's
as
love.
Also. Also, but he is also just.
Yep.
And he also has wrath. Once he's had enough and he is long suffering, boy, I'll tell you what, he's long suffering, but once he's had enough, you're in such big trouble, right? I mean, if you're on the receiving end of that, you're not going to make it. And so in the notes here, it says that why he was so mad at them and what this was that he, you know, they cast him behind their backs.
Right.
And the harlotry he's talking about is they worshiped in the temple on the same day they sacrificed their children to Molech, thus putting God and Molech on the same level.
It's just what we were talking
exactly, about. Exactly, which is so, that really jumped out at me in the notes. I went, oh my gosh, wow. That's to think that we've got idiots doing that here.
Yep.
In this nation. Talk about wanting to run somebody right to the border, drop them off. I don't want God seeing anybody in this nation doing anything like abortion to Molech. You know,
no kidding.
Are you kidding? Get them the heck out of this country. Where's that sheriff? What's his name? We need him to grab a hold of all of those women that were doing this Molech.
Everybody that hates America,
garbage.
Get out.
Yep, just
you know,
just
yeah.
Point to the south. The
lead singer of Green Day was doing a concert in England, I guess over this last weekend, denouncing his U.S. citizenship.
Oh, thank goodness!
That's leadership right there.
There it yes.
That is
that's perfect.
Exactly, and so he just publicly denounced his U.S. citizenship, and I think I have to commend him.
We need that clip.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, we need that audio, and we can play it for all those lefties all day long.
Yeah, you hate America. There's the door.
That's
get
right.
out.
That's right.
You know. So, you know, we do kind of have some sad news. You guys all have heard of Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. He has died after a 4-year bout with cancer, and you know, he was so instrumental in this COVID plandemic, as far as, you know, the developing protocols that are safe. And, you know, he had I think 100% track record with all of his patients who came in with COVID, and it is so treatable. And so anyway, yeah, I hate to see him
we
go.
We covered him in the very, very beginning. Yeah. When we just started this show, we reported on everything, that all of his progress, and he had such great results with everything. And we're like, no vaccine needed, no vaccine needed. Just take this whole protocol that Dr. Zelenko has. Yes. And so, yeah.
And don't get on the ventilator, and you do not have to die from this. You know, we could have lost, instead of, you know, however many thousands of people, it could have just been in the, you know, dozens,
right?
You know, extremely very compromised people. So we hate to see him go. But so anyway, we'll remember everything that he did. And
he did a good job in a very critical time in this nation.
Well, it's a legacy that'll just, you know, continue to go on. You know, so.
Yep. So three cheers for Dr. Zelenko.
Hurrah. You bet. Okay, now I've got, you know, some more of these companies that are covering employee travel expenses for abortions. A few more added to this. Alaska Airlines, Meta, which is no surprise, you know, that's Facebook now. Intuit, Nike, BuzzFeed, Uber, and Paramount. I think all the other ones I'd already, all the ones here are duplicates from what I read the other day. So, you know, now... sadly, this government is, the White House now is encouraging, according to Big League Politics, and several others are covering this now, they're encouraging girls 15 or younger to get abortions without parental consent.
Yikes.
That is an atrocity. That is, I'll tell you what, well, I got to be very careful because this is public radio.
No kidding.
But yep. I'm telling you, the founding fathers, we're coming up on the 4th of July here on Monday. And by the way, you guys have a safe, blessed weekend this weekend, and an awesome 4th, in case we forget to mention it. But they've just crossed the line for the 15 billionth time. And I don't know how much more the fabric of America can take.
Right, exactly. Especially since, you know, we've got this whole communist coup happening, and that is what a coup is designed to do.
Yep.
A coup is designed to destroy the nation it is attacking. And so that's exactly what we're seeing here. So,
and they're after the children. They're after the ones who survive the abortions, are they want to vaccinate them. The ones who are surviving that, they want to molest them. And, you know, according to this report from the Federalist, on June 25th, the day after the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade, the White House advertised an online health and human services flyer containing a link to abortionfinder.org. What a great service, right? A network that connects women wanting abortions to local facilities that will perform them and provides information on the legality of abortions in their state.
Wow.
And the website has a search engine to find abortionists based on the seeker's location and age, including for minors 15 or younger.
Wow.
So on their website, it said there's a form to help users find verified abortion providers. Among other options for age is a drop-down menu that includes 15 or younger category. So
I couldn't imagine. I don't have a daughter, but I'll tell you what. I would just shudder to think, if I did have a daughter in this time, that you'd have to be worried about that kind of thing. I don't know. Maybe we would just, I would just take her and move to Antarctica. You know what I mean? Well,
you obviously have to be hypervigilant, and you have to be proactive. I think one of the main steps here, the main action items, would be to get your kids out of the public indoctrination facilities.
That's right. Yep.
And you know, homeschool them, no matter the cost, no matter what it takes, or put them in a, you know, Christian school. And you know, sadly, a lot of the Christian schools aren't much better. They end up being dumping grounds for problem children. You know, fix my kid, and you know, they have their own issues as well. The best, if you can do whatever it takes to do it, but to homeschool.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
You're getting a superior education. You'll have control over, you know, their curriculum, and you'll be able to really proactively be able to be engaged with them on what they're learning and talk about these issues.
Right. Well, you know, public schools only started way, way back in the beginning of this nation because, you know, there were farms and, you know, there's right. so much work that had to be done, right, that the parents all decided, you know, well, we've got decent people out there that can watch our children and teach right. them. And we don't have decent people to watch and teach our children anymore.
No, we don't. And they're all communists. They're godless. The overwhelming majority in our public education are godless communists. They right. are Marxists. And I've talked to, I know there are some Christian teachers out there, but I've spoken to so many people that work on staff, like they're the janitor or they're a bus driver or they're, you know, they do something in administration who are Christians and conservatives. And they're like, it's a hostile work environment. Everybody there is a Marxist.
Yep.
You are just a sliver of, you know, a little shining light, a little beacon that you're constantly embattled with this Marxist ideology.
That's right.
And it's hostile toward them. Get your kids out of there.
I think that parents that still have their children in public schools, I mean, I think they're totally looking at those people in the school system the wrong way. They need to be looking at them as if they are ravenous wolves that are right. just waiting to corner your children and have them alone, because they're going to do horrible things if not to them, to their thinking right. and their learning. Everything that they're teaching them is predatory. It's absolutely awful.
Yeah.
And you can't look at those people like they're trustworthy and even deserve to have your child in their presence.
Yep.
So, absolutely. I mean, my gosh, it's a frightening thing.
Yeah. Hey, God bless the teachers that are Christians and that are trying to influence and make an impact on, you know, what they should be left with are all non-Christian students.
Right.
That's who they should be teaching.
Yep.
So the kids are not ready for that battlefield.
Yep.
They're just getting swallowed up and ground up.
That's for sure.
Plenty to think about there. Well, I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and take a break and come back on the other side with some more Fired Up Friday material for you. So you stay right there. This segment is brought to you by JesusAppears.com and getting ready for our King's return, which is imminent. It is coming so soon. He told us what to watch for. Well, when you see the almond tree blossoms, you know spring is right around the corner. Well, when you see all these signs that he told us to watch for, well, you know his return is right around the corner.
That's right.
And so it doesn't take a whole lot of discernment to know that things are winding down. They can't continue much longer. So anyway, if you want to know about how to get ready or if you're ready or what that even means, go to JesusAppears.com. You can also find that linked at the bottom of our Rapture Ready page. You can get to that by going to clicking on the red banner, Rapture Ready, and that'll take you right to that page. And it is just above the Why We Worship, Why We Keep the Sabbath banner that was just added. And that page as well for those of you that are seeking truth. And we invite you to check that out. Okay, let's take that break, come back. This is The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Stay right there.
Our fourth obligation is to understand propaganda techniques as used by both the communist and the socialist.
As we confront the climate crisis, women and girls' human rights must be at the center of our collective efforts. Climate change and its consequences can exacerbate the risk of sexual and gender-based violence.
Thousands of good, loyal Americans have been duped into actually aiding the communists, simply because they did not look carefully before they joined some high-sounding venture, or before they more or less blindly advocated some course of action.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night.
Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. It's just, when you think about it.
Cannot get reelect. We cannot win this reelection. Excuse me, we can only reelect Donald Trump.
You know, the rapidly rising Mr. President, wake up.
Why doesn't he just act like a president?
That's a stupid way to say it.
You know, Donald Trump was asked on...
Sorry.
Go ahead.
No, probably best I don't.
Welcome back to segment two of the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Hopefully you guys are all having a blessed commute out there and getting ready for a big weekend. A lot of you, four-day weekend. That's pretty exciting. This segment is brought to you by the Christian Patriot-owned business, Katie Armor, providing serious body armor for serious times. And that is spelled C-A-T-I, like come and take it. CATIarmor.com. And they'll take good care of you. All right, Lady Liberty, you've got more lined up. I've got more lined up. We're going to go as we can.
That's right. Okay, so first of all, it's down to the Chinese again. Good grief.
Ooh.
Always. So I have this article here from American Military News with the title of Chinese Impersonated Texans to Sabotage Critical U.S. Rare Earth Minerals Plant. And so apparently there were Chinese actors that lied about being local Texans online in order to stir up opposition to building a rare earth minerals plant in Texas.
Oh.
They used thousands of fake Twitter and Facebook accounts to claim the plant would cause permanent environmental damage. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, no kidding.
And so, you know, these are hacker bandits, those guys. That's all they are, right? Those are the paid, the 10 million man paid Chinese army that go in all around the world and comment on local social media acting like they are locals. They'll use a picture of some pretty young girl that seems to be what they use the most. But they're hackers. They're social engineers. They're formulating opinions all over the world about everything that they want to have control over.
Oh yeah.
And so they're caught. They caught them, you know. And
good.
So the interesting part is that especially with the EPA being ruled against for wanting to do this carbon credit system and further shut down all of the coal plants and you know restrict them to the point of basically non-existence is what they were trying to do.
Right.
So they got the smackdown. The EPA gets the smackdown, and what was interesting was that that the Chinese hacker bandits were attempting to use the whole environmental damage claim against it. And so it's not even just like a legitimate cause, you know.
Right.
I mean, they're even using the whole globalist climate change garbage, you know.
Yeah.
All the sustainable development tenets to you know, that's the side that they're using because it's the biggest, most capable vehicle they have to use.
Well, one thing that we know about the Chinese because of their top leadership, especially their military leadership, expressing their doctrine, how they view everything as a battlefield. And this is, fifth generational warfare. They see social media as a battlefield, and they have bots, and they have an entire army dedicated to swaying opinion, global opinion, just through social media alone. This is a whole new front, using our environmental laws to take out their competitors. Right?
Yep.
But filing these claims with all these thousands and thousands of people that are outraged over this environmental travesty, and it's not even real people. You know, they're the Chinese bots. And so this is another facet of the Chinese view of global dominion, which is their goal, their own stated goal, and global dominance. And they are at war with the Western world, and that means everything is a battlefield to them, and that's exactly how they're treating it.
Yep, that's right.
They said they were going to.
Yep.
Meanwhile, we've got our own, you know, self imploding, you know, system right here in the United States. For example, from the Western Journal, this bombshell claim just came out that Google has intercepted 100% of the Republican National Committee's donation emails on their biggest days of the month for 7 months straight. They filtered them out as spam.
Wow.
Specifically targeting the Republican fundraising efforts on the biggest days when it was, you know, like deadlines to get, you know, funds in, and they do a big push. And all these people that have Gmail accounts, they never saw it because they Google had it flagged as spam.
Wow.
So all these potential donors never even saw the emails intended for them.
That is definitely a war front that most people would never have even thought of.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Wow. Because we know for a fact that the Democrats had this massive email and cell phone targeting campaign so that every single time, I mean, it was like multiple times a day,
right,
people's cell phones would get these little notices from the Democrat Party, you know, just continually.
Yes.
So the fact that they didn't have Google working against them, so they had like you know, Google working on their behalf,
yes,
and taking away all of those emails, you know, for Trump. That's crazy.
That's right, and that was picked up by Redoubt News. They snagged that one on their aggregate news site, the Redoubt Report, which is, my gosh, they're just knocking it down. Catching stories you're just not hearing anybody else talk about.
That's right. So one last thing. Trump responds to potential Trump DeSantis 2024 ticket. He says, "Well, I get along with him," Trump said. "I was very responsible for his success because I endorsed him and he went up like a rocket ship."
Nice. That would be an unbeatable ticket right there.
I would love that.
They would have to use all kinds of voter fraud to the 10th power on top of what they already did.
Oh, yeah. They don't stand a chance against those two.
Yep. All right. We're out of time. You guys have a blessed, safe weekend. We'll talk to you Monday morning to greet your 4th of July Independence Day. And so just be safe and have a great weekend.
That's right. You all have a fantastic Fired Up Friday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.